Nearly 16 million people in the United States have diabetes. This is Health Matters, a service of Sharon Hospital. Throughout the world, approximately 100 million people have the chronic condition known as diabetes. Well, what exactly is it? Well, it's a condition defined by unusually high levels of sugar, also known as glucose, in the blood. The reason that sugar levels are high is due to a problem with a hormone called insulin. Insulin is what helps the cells of the body to absorb the sugar from the blood. With diabetes, the body either doesn't make enough insulin or doesn't respond properly to the insulin that it has. If the sugar isn't absorbed by the cells in the body, it leaves the body in the urine. Now, there are two major types of diabetes defined by whether or not insulin is required to control the diabetes. Well, that's generally true. It's a little more complicated than that. Type 1, or insulin-dependent diabetes, often appears before age 30 and can appear suddenly. Type 2, or what used to be called non-insulin-dependent diabetes, is much more common, usually appearing more gradually after age 30 and mostly in obese patients. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the symptoms of diabetes. This is Dr. Jared Zellman for Health Matters.